The traditional woman is dead. The archetype you were told to value has been replaced by a new model running on a completely different psychological blueprint. Yet most men are still trying to build relationships using the old, discarded instructions. If you feel like the rules no longer make sense, it's because they don't. Your frustration is valid. You are not misreading the situation. You are just seeing the new programming, which leads us to the critical test of this new imbalance. This critical test is the gap between expectation and execution. I call it the pressure test. Observe what happens during a simple moment of friction, a cancelled dinner reservation, a flat tire, or a basic household problem. The new programming defaults not to cooperative problem solving, but to immediate emotional escalation or a complete shutdown. She may be functionally incapable of managing her own emotional response to a minor inconvenience. Yet her stated requirements for a partner include the ability to navigate complex financial markets, provide constant therapeutic validation, and possess the physical attributes of a professional athlete. Her list of demands is 10 pages long. Her list of practical skills is a blank memo. This isn't partnership, which perfectly illustrates the core mechanism of this new code, extraction. This extraction is the default setting. It is no longer an exception. It is the core, non-negotiable function of the new software. I recently spoke with a client, a high-performing professional who built his enterprise from nothing, and he was completely burned out, physically and spiritually. He detailed how every single interaction with his partner had become a transaction, a one-way extraction of his resources. He provided stability, security, and a high standard of living, funding a lifestyle she had only previously seen on screens. Her contribution in return? She managed the social media narrative of their relationship, meticulously curating posts about their journey, while simultaneously complaining that his 60-hour work weeks were emotionally neglectful. In practice, this means she demanded his full presence while requiring his full provision. She wasn't building a life with him. She was a shareholder demanding dividends from a company she never invested in. She was a net negative on his emotional balance sheet. This pattern has saturated the market. It is the new standard. Go look at any modern dating profile right in this moment. The bio is almost exclusively a list of non-negotiable demands. A rider fit for a rock star, must be over 6 feet, must be emotionally intelligent, which is almost always code for must manage my emotions for me, must have a six-figure income, and the classic don't waste my time. But when you search for what she offers in return, the other side of the ledger, the bio is empty. It is a complete void. The implication is that her mere presence is the prize, that she is the value. She isn't offering to build value, to cooperate, or to contribute. She is expecting to consume yours. This isn't a search for a partner. It's a job interview for a provider, a therapist, and an entertainer, rolled into one, which forces every man who is awake to this reality into an impossible modern choice. This impossible choice is the new reality for the modern man. You are left standing at a crossroads with three paths, all of which are deficient. The first path is to drastically lower your standards, to accept the entitlement and the lack of contribution as the new normal. This is the path of quiet desperation, where you trade your sanity for the appearance of companionship. The second path is solitude, to simply opt out of the system entirely, recognizing that the game is rigged. The third path, the most exhausting, is to attempt to navigate this chaos strategically, to constantly manage the new software. But this third path requires you to become a full-time therapist, behavioral analyst, and emotional regulator for your partner, just to maintain a baseline of peace. This isn't a relationship, it's a high-stress management position you're not being paid for. The core of this chaos is the normalization of extreme emotional volatility. The new programming has replaced emotional regulation with emotional expression as the highest virtue. In practice, this means her feelings, no matter how irrational or fleeting, are treated as objective facts. There is no logic, only her truth. This turns the relationship into a minefield. You cannot build a future on ground that shifts every 30 minutes. You are forced to walk on eggshells, constantly anticipating the next micro-trigger or emotional flare-up. This environment makes rational discussion impossible. You are no longer dealing with a partner. You are dealing with a fluctuating weather system that demands you pretend it's always sunny. This dynamic creates a perfect psychological trap. If you attempt to introduce logic or accountability to her emotional volatility, you are framed as abusive, gaslighting, or unsupportive. You are accused of not feeling safe for her to express herself. However, if you validate the chaos to keep the peace, you are enabling the very dysfunction that is destroying the connection. If you do nothing, you are neglectful. You are in an unwinnable scenario. You are damned if you do and damned if you don't. Faced with this unwinnable game, most men retreat to the only psychological defense they have left. This defense is psychological detachment. It is the strategy of expecting nothing. Faced with constant volatility and a game he cannot win, the man decides that if he cannot get partnership, he will at least protect his peace. He emotionally disinvests. He believes that by anticipating incompetence, expecting zero contribution, and preparing for the next emotional flare-up, he cannot be disappointed. He tells himself this is mature acceptance of reality. In practice, this looks like the stoic rock. He absorbs the chaos, remains silent during the outbursts, and quietly fixes the problem she creates, all while expecting nothing in return. He thinks this makes him resilient. He thinks this is a shield. But this shield is not a defense. It is a tactical surrender that carries a fatal, hidden cost. The danger is that this strategy doesn't just protect you, it actively enables the dysfunction. By expecting nothing, you are silently communicating that her incompetence, her entitlement, and her emotional volatility are acceptable. You are removing all incentive for her to regulate, to contribute, or to grow. You become the facilitator of your own destruction. The peace you think you are buying is actually just a down payment on a much larger future crisis. You are training her software to understand that there are no consequences for extraction. You are not just lowering your standards, you are eliminating them. This creates a vacuum where her accountability should be, and in that vacuum, a toxic inversion of responsibility begins to grow. This inversion is the psychological endgame. It's a complete reversal of cause and effect, where your effort becomes invisible and your standards become the new definition of oppression. Your contribution, your stability, your provision, your emotional regulation is not viewed as a positive contribution. It is viewed as the baseline, the absolute minimum expected, an entitlement. It is wallpaper. However, any standard you attempt to hold her to, any request for reciprocal effort or basic competence, is immediately framed as controlling, unrealistic, or patriarchal. She will tell you that you are trying to dim her light or forcing her into a box. In this new software, your responsibility is to provide everything, and her responsibility is to judge whether you are providing it in a way that makes her feel good. This system is reinforced by weaponized therapeutic language. The tools that were meant to create self-awareness have been twisted into weapons of unaccountability. If you point out a clear logical inconsistency in her behavior, you are gaslighting. If you ask for emotional stability, you are demanding emotional labor. Indeed, if you establish a boundary around your own resources or time, you are creating a toxic environment or withholding affection. The very vocabulary needed to diagnose the dysfunction has been labeled as the source of the problem. This creates a perfect prison of silence. You cannot articulate the issue without being accused of being the issue. You are forced to negotiate with a partner who has defined logic itself as an act of aggression against her. This dynamic cements a grotesque imbalance in standards. Her standards for you are absolute, rigid, and constantly expanding. You must be her financial provider, her emotional therapist, her career coach, and her social event planner. You must manage your own stress silently while simultaneously absorbing and processing all of hers. You are expected to be a finished product, yet your standards for her are not permitted. If you require basic competence, partnership, and a positive attitude, you are asking for too much or living in the past. The modern man is programmed to provide everything and demand nothing. The new software programs her to demand everything and provide nothing but her presence. The final stage of this inversion is the complete transfer of blame. When the relationship inevitably begins to collapse under the weight of this imbalance, the failure will be framed as entirely your fault. If she is unhappy, it is not because of her volatility, but because you failed to make her happy. If she is incompetent, it is not because of her lack of effort, but because you failed to inspire or support her enough. Even her infidelity will be rationalized as a predictable response to your emotional neglect or your failure to meet her needs. The inversion is now complete. You are the permanent caretaker for an adult who views you as a subordinate. The dysfunction isn't just a bug in the system, it is the system which forces us to ask, what exactly is writing this code? The first root cause is the elevation of emotional logic above all other forms of reasoning. This is the new primary operating system, which dictates that feelings are facts. If she feels neglected, then you are, by definition, neglectful, regardless of the 60 hours you work that week to provide for the home. If she feels attacked by a logical question, then you are, by definition, being aggressive. This makes any form of rational, objective discussion impossible. You cannot build a shared reality when one person's reality is redefined every 15 minutes by their fluctuating emotional state. This is why you feel like you're losing your mind. You are attempting to apply logic to a system that defines logic as an act of patriarchal oppression. It's a system designed to reject all external input that does not validate the immediate feeling. This emotional logic does not exist in a vacuum. It is relentlessly programmed and reinforced by the second root cause, systemic deconstruction. For decades, a unified front of consumer culture, social media, and academic theory has drilled one message into the new software: that female empowerment is synonymous with entitlement, acquisition, and the complete rejection of traditional responsibilities. This systemic programming acts as institutional gaslighting. It tells her she is a victim of oppression, while simultaneously telling her she is a goddess who deserves the world without effort. This creates a state of perpetual, unresolvable dissonance. She is taught to be both the supreme victim and the supreme ruler, and she expects you to validate and service both roles, often in the same sentence. These two forces, the internal validation of emotional logic and the external programming of entitlement, are the agents of deconstruction. Their entire purpose is to dismantle the concept of a cooperative partnership, because stable, cooperative people are terrible consumers. This system requires her to be dissatisfied. It requires her to see her partner not as a companion to build with, but as a resource to extract from. It has deconstructed duty, loyalty, and reciprocity, redefining them as unpaid labor or tools of oppression. This isn't consumer-driven software. It's designed to create a permanent state of dissatisfaction, because a satisfied woman stops consuming. This is the brutal reality of the code you are facing. Which brings us to the only strategy for survival. The first strategy for survival is not patience, nor is it better communication. It is radical, tactical acceptance. This is not the passive detachment we discussed earlier, the expecting nothing that enables dysfunction. This is an active acceptance of the new software as it is written. You must stop trying to debug her code. You must stop trying to install your old programs of logic, duty, and reciprocity onto her operating system. It will reject them as a virus. Your attempts to fix her, to reason with her, or to teach her are the source of your exhaustion. She will not change because the system is designed to reward her exactly as she is. Your survival begins the moment you stop trying to run a 1990s program on a 2025 machine. You must accept that the person you see is the finished product. Once you accept this, your strategy shifts from fixing to auditing. You must now apply the test of the net negative. A net negative relationship is one that consistently extracts more energy, time, resources, and sanity than it provides. You must become a ruthless auditor of your own emotional balance sheet. Ask yourself, in the last 7 days, did my interactions with this person leave me stronger or weaker? Did she add to my mission or subtract from it? Most men are terrified to ask this question because they already know the answer. They are knowingly subsidizing a failing enterprise. This strategic incompetence, her inability to manage the household, her finances, or her own emotions, is a hidden tax on your life force. You must identify it, label it, and calculate its true cost. This audit leads to the practical tactic of mirroring energy. This is not a petty, passive-aggressive game. It is a critical diagnostic tool. You must stop being the sole engine of the relationship. If she brings low effort, you match her low effort. If she brings minimal contribution, you match with minimal investment. If she brings emotional volatility, you do not absorb it, validate it, or fix it. You simply remove your presence from the equation. You allow her to sit with the natural consequences of her own output. This is the only way to test the system. This tactic is not designed to change her. It is designed to reveal, in the clearest terms possible, whether you are dealing with a partner or a parasite. And this final, brutal clarity leads to the only logical solution. This logical solution is the immediate and total implementation of a ruthless filter enforced by absolute frame control. Frame control is not about controlling her. It is about controlling your reality, your environment, and the non-negotiable terms of your engagement with the world. You must stop allowing her emotional logic to have any jurisdiction in your life. Your standards, based on objective reality, contribution, and mutual respect, are the law in your domain. This means you must be willing to let her feel whatever she's going to feel, without you intervening as the emotional regulator. You must stop validating the void. You are not her therapist, her father, or her emotional support animal. You are a man with a mission, and your primary duty is to that mission. The frame is simple. Do you contribute to this mission, or are you a distraction from it? This frame is the foundation of the filter, and this filter must be brutal. You are no longer dating in the hopes of finding someone. You are interviewing candidates for the privilege of access to your life, and 99% of them are not qualified. You must filter for the things that cannot be faked: character, emotional stability, and a genuine desire to build, not extract. You are filtering for contribution, not just presence. This means you must be willing to disqualify candidates instantly and permanently at the first sign of entitlement, emotional volatility, or a net negative energy. You must accept that you are not adopting an adult dependent. You are seeking a partner. If she is not a partner, she is nothing. This is not cruelty. It is the ultimate act of self-preservation. And it is necessary because the fundamental contract of relationships has been systemically destroyed. This brutal filter is necessary because the original social contract for relationships has been unilaterally nullified. The traditional model, for all its flaws, operated on a clear reciprocal exchange of value. He provided protection and provision. She provided loyalty, nurture, and cooperation. The new software, however, has executed a precise one-sided edit. It has kept every single male responsibility from the old contract. You must still provide, protect, and perform, but it has systematically deleted every corresponding female responsibility. Loyalty has been replaced with self-discovery, cooperation with empowerment, and contribution with emotional expression. This has created a bizarre, unwinnable hybrid. Her biology still craves a strong, capable man, but her social programming is now designed to relentlessly attack, undermine, and conquer that same strength, framing it as toxic or oppressive the moment it places any demand on her. This dynamic isn't a search for partnership, it's a constant low-grade power struggle. She is perpetually testing your frame, not to see if you are a stable partner, but to see if her emotional logic frame can dominate your mission-oriented frame. These are not compliance tests seeking reassurance. They are dominance tests seeking submission. The modern man, still operating under the illusion of fairness, believes his logic, his effort, and his good intentions should matter. They do not. The new software does not respond to fairness. It responds only to leverage and power. She has been taught that her feelings are leverage and that her entitlement is power. The contract isn't just broken. It has been rewritten to mandate your complete servitude, which leads us directly to the only revolution that matters. Your frustration is valid. Your observations of this broken contract are not an illusion. They are accurate diagnoses of a dysfunctional system. But complaining about the software will not change the code. The revolution is not external. It is internal. The ultimate responsibility is now yours. It is your responsibility to build your mission, to control your frame, and to enforce your filter. You are not responsible for fixing her programming, but you are 100% responsible for deciding whether you allow that programming to plug into your life. Stop participating in a game designed for you to lose. Your sanity depends on your standards. This is the new reality. Document your observations of this shift in the comments below.